Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Thousands of people listen to the program right here on Talk 980 AM KMBZ. And the program can also be heard via podcast at seniorcarelive.com and through the platforms Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Player FM Podcast. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. This is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. If you have a question, as always, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com, or you could go old school and give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so on the program today, we have a really great program for you here today. I want to introduce my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And you're going to want to write this information down. You can reach Ben with Home Downsizing Solutions at the following phone number. It's 402-450-0199, or you could also visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day to you, Steve. Thank you for having me back, and hope to be able to give your listeners some good information today. So looking forward to it.
All right. So, Ben, why don't we just start off with 101. What services do you offer with Home Downsizing Solutions?
With Home Downsizing Solutions, we specialize in helping families that want to transition from their home that they've been in for years and years, sometimes decades, into a smaller home or apartment community, and do that by buying the real estate or buying their house that they've been in for maybe years, and doing that in a way to make it as stress-free and hassle-free for the homeowners or the adult children that are sometimes involved in these transitions, and do everything we can just to make it very easy for them to transition into their new home or apartment community.
Okay, so I imagine that you're working with maybe an individual or maybe a couple. They've lived in their home for 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 or 50 years. And I'm assuming that these houses probably need some updates and maybe some home repair. And it may just be easier to sell the home, you know, as is for cash and walk away versus doing all of the updates and repair. Is that correct?
That's correct. I should have mentioned that we really specialize in houses where a person hasn't done anything for years and years that maybe needs, whether it's just cosmetic paint, floor coverings, to new roofs, sometimes foundation repairs, any of those items, but typically it would be a house that nothing has been done to for years. And instead of choosing to spend the time and money and resources to updating the house and repairing the house to make it more market ready in a traditional sense, we provide a service to be able just to sell the house to us as is for cash, and the homeowner can just transition to their new home without having to worry about all those things.
Okay, and I'm on your website right now looking at homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's a really good website, and I love the three boxes that really say very succinctly, for any reason, any condition, and any challenge. And so for the any reasons, you know, a lot of times on this program, we talk about someone who is getting ready to sell their house, and then they're going to move to a senior care community, whether it's independent living, assisted living, or long-term care, or maybe a continuing care retirement community. But also there's some other reasons, and one would be an inherited property. I understand that you worked with the family in the Kansas City area recently that inherited a property, and then you were able to work that through with them.
That's correct. It was a situation, we've done work with numerous situations like this, where there will be multiple siblings that typically live in other geographic locations. And they need to do something to liquidate the house in the Kansas City area, whether the parents might have passed away or moved into a senior community. And in either case, they have this vacant property now that they have to worry about. And especially if it needs updating or repairs, and trying to coordinate that from some other geographic location, some people, I guess, would just rather sell the house and be done with it at that point. And so we were able to step in and work with the couple siblings that were from the out of the area. It needed to go through the probate process before they could sell it, but we worked with them through that. And as soon as they were able to sell the property, we were able to close very quickly, get them the funds that they needed for the house, and the transaction was complete at that point.
All right. Excellent. And let's go ahead. And we have another special guest in studio with us today, Patty Garrett. She's the director of RN Services Kansas City. It's a private duty home care company. And Ben, why don't you tell us about how you got connected with Patty and let us know a little bit about that. And then I would just love for Patty to share, you know, maybe have some words and share her experience in working with you.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, as you know, Steve, you introduced the two of us since you thought that we would be good people to meet each other. And so you introduced me as in my company, and we're able to discuss what I do and provide services for individuals to Patty. And she happened to have someone that I'll let her tell the story, but happened to have someone that my services was a good fit for. And so I contacted the individuals that she referred to me, and we were able to allow them to sell their property very stress and hassle free, I think anyway, and the transition to their new home. So I'll let Patty kind of fill in the details for that.
Yes, and Patty, I remember when we did the three-way Zoom virtual meeting, you were asking a lot of specific questions, so I figured you probably had something in mind there.
I did. We were doing just an introduction so that I could meet Ben over Zoom, just, you know, in case I happen to know someone. And I'll be honest with you, the light bulb didn't go on in my head until we were on the Zoom talking that I'm starting to think, wait a minute. I think this might be what my brother and my sister-in-law are looking for. So I did start asking some very targeted, specific questions. And Ben, I don't know if you realized it at the moment, but Steve and I have known each other a long, long time. And I think he kind of knew that I was headed a certain direction. So I am so pleased that Steve, you know, set that Zoom up for us to be introduced to each other.
Absolutely. I did not pick up on it at the time. but I thought you were a firm business person, which I'm sure you are probably, Patty, but I thought you had some specific questions and kind of wanted to get a good feel of the person and the business that I run. And so I was happy to answer any of those questions that anyone would throw at me.
Well, and you know what's interesting? It is true that when your brain switches to a specific situation in your life, your questioning line does change from just a generalization, oh, let me learn more about you, to, hey, I think I could bring you into the life of someone I know.
Yep, and absolutely. Certainly know and want to know how those things work. Absolutely.
You bet. So, Patty, could you tell us a little bit about just briefly kind of set it up, and then on the other side of the break, we can finish that conversation. But this was interest for your brother and your sister-in-law, correct?
Correct. For my older brother and my sister-in-law. And I knew that they were looking at, buying another house and making a change, and they were kind of facing a few mountains. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is a mountain climber, this guy, Ben. And I need to check this out. So that's what led to that.
Okay. And so they were living in their home. Now, is that in the Prairie Village area? Where was their house?
Yeah. Their home was in the heart of Prairie Village. It was a situation of where they were a bit inundated with decisions and with what are we going to do with this and what are we going to do with that? And they had thought about the concept of what Ben offers for his business, but I did not know that. And as soon as I discussed it with my brother, he said, wait a minute, that's kind of an idea that we were thinking of. But one of their biggest concerns was, of course, someone they could trust and someone that could help them with not taking with them the quote unquote stuff that they don't want.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And Patty, on the other side of the break, let's continue that thought. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Once you sell your house, you must leave the house within A, the same day, B, within 2 days, C, within 1 week, or D, it depends. The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com, and that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Once you sell your house, you must leave the house within A, the same day, B, within 2 days, C, within 1 week, or D, it depends. And the answer is... D, it depends. And Ben, that's kind of a weird answer, right? Why don't you go ahead and explain that one?
A little bit, but that's certainly one of the benefits that I think a lot of people that we work with really appreciate. And something that we've been offering for some time. Typically, it is a situation where in a traditional sale, the buyers understandably want possession of the house as soon as they close and as soon as their loan payments start kicking in. So that for the seller to remain in the house is typically not an option. But with us, we ran into the situation where there was a catch-22 sometimes. of where a person wanted to sell, but they knew where they were going to a senior community or apartment community, but maybe the apartment wasn't ready yet. And so we were able to step in, buy the house so that the sellers knew the house is sold and that a buyer wasn't going to back out or change their minds, but allowed them to stay in the home until they could make that transition to their new home or apartment. And so that's something that we started doing since then. And it seems like a really good benefit that a lot of people really appreciate. So we can kind of tailor that time frame to whatever a person needs, whether that's a week, whether that's a month, or sometimes up to 3 months.
Okay. All right. And see, having that flexibility is just stunning, I think. And so, you know, traditionally with, you know, the vast majority of other real estate transactions, you're out the same day. But with Home Downsizing Solutions and Ben Socek, we have some flexibility there. And I'll tell you what, for my clients who may be on a wait list waiting for an assisted living or long-term care community, having that flexibility, having the cash in hand, but yet being able to stay in the house and having that flexibility, stay there for a little bit until your apartment or your room becomes available, that is key. And then, Patty, with your brother and sister-in-law, did they need to move right away or did they need to have a different timing?
They needed different timing. They needed slow and not hectic and someone to go at their pace. So it was a perfect match with Ben. He allowed them to name the timeline of how they wanted to do things, and he adjusted his business model to what met their needs. So Ben, I cannot thank you enough for that.
Absolutely. And that was a situation where I think they were certainly okay with knowing with going forward and us buying the property very quickly so that they knew that it was done. They didn't have to worry about who they're going to sell it to or when, but then taking their time to transition to their new home and and moving accordingly. So I hope they appreciated that, and that was a benefit that was important to them, though, I think.
I will be happy to give you all of my brother and my sister-in-law's raving statements of how this... They just never knew that something like this existed, quite honestly. And they did have a lot of decisions to make. They did line up the new home and purchasing it, but there was no big rush. But they wanted to leave behind quite a bit of stuff that, you know, we accumulate over the years. And it was a little bit of stress to think that they were going to have to make the decision of, does this stay or does this go? And working with you allowed them to do it in a very fluid, natural way instead of a stressful way. And that's what they needed to be able to start over in their new home that was going to be their brand new long-term home. So it couldn't have gone any smoother. And from day one, you make things so convenient, you know, doing the assessment, and then agreeing on the price, and then explaining to them, walking through the house and saying, look, what do you not want in this room? And it could be a box of just stuff that was nothing. It could be a leftover lawnmower. And you said, got it, leave it. And they didn't have to decide at that moment, but it took walking through with you for it to really click in their head that, hey, we don't have to make a fast decision of what's, you know, staying and what's going. We can actually pick what we want to take and leave the rest behind. That was key for them, was being able to not say, okay, let's load up the truck and put the items in this that we want to go Goodwill, and then let's do another truckload to the landfill if it was things that they didn't want, the truck that goes to the new house. They were able to just say, yep, we want that piece of furniture, yep, we want that box, and hand you the keys and say, okay, it's all yours.
and just have the convenience of walking away, and you don't have to do the updates, you don't have to do the repair. You can leave what you want to leave, take what you want to take, and
right.
And I think the key, Patty, with that story is it just Ben. First of all, he's so easy to work with. He's one of the nicest guys you could ever meet, and it's just super flexible with the timing of all of that, which then gave them the comfort of moving forward. And like you said, at a pace. And then when you move and trying to figure out what are we going to do with all this stuff, that's a huge, huge stressful part of a move. And Ben, it sounds like you made that just really, really convenient for them. Good job, Ben.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Patty, to work with your family. And oh, that, sure. of course, is of course my goal in any working situation where I work with the family or the adult children a number of times when they're trying to help mom and dad. And so that's certainly my goal, is to make what can be a very stressful, hassle-filled transition and try and do the best I can to take that stress and those hassles off their shoulders.
And a big part, Ben, that was really good for them also, and it would be for anyone that I would think were facing moving, they were able to sign everything electronically. They mm-hmm. they signed it electronically, and it wasn't just but a few days that their funds were deposited into their account. And they didn't have to even deal with paying off the mortgage. Ben, you took care of that for them. So they got a confirmation that said, hey, you're done. Basically, whenever you're ready, give him the keys. No rush. How many times does that happen with selling a house to where you enjoy the experience and it's a stress reliever instead of a stress creator?
Yeah. That's certainly the goal.
That is excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Ben and Patty, for being on the program today. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much, both of you, very much.
Very welcome. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
All right, we're going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of all of the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I just want to say thanks again to my friend and guest today, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. He is one of the nicest human beings you will ever meet. He is extremely fair. If he cannot help you, he will say that. Or if he feels like he's not the best fit for you, he will say that. Right? If he is a good fit for you, he will make you a fair and reasonable offer, and then you can accept it or decline it, or maybe negotiate or whatever. So if you are even slightly interested in exploring that option, I would encourage you to reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, and have a conversation with Ben, and just check it out. It may be one of the best decisions that you've ever made. All right, so we're going to shift gears here today, and I want to talk about when to consider that transition, moving from your home to a senior care community. That's a big decision, okay? And then we're going to talk about so many people that I'm working with right now, we're being proactive. For how many years, since 2013, I've been talking about get out in advance of your need to move. So that's why I want to talk about, when do you move, okay? And then I want to talk about a two-step process of how that might look
if you're not quite ready to move, but you're concerned about waiting lists, you know, all of the best places, guess what? They're in high demand. And I take my clients to the best places. So if we need to move immediately and the best place has a wait list, well, guess what? We can't go there. And that took one of the great options off the table. Well, we can avoid that by looking proactively, doing our search before we actually need to move, get our name on a wait list, and then maybe wait 2 or 3 months, or maybe move this summer or this fall. And then I'm going to talk about how to bridge where you're at today with that move down the road. So we're going to talk about all that now. So let's start off by answering the very difficult question, when should you consider moving from your home to a senior care community? And in fact, this is the most frequently asked question that has been asked of me since all the way back to 2002. Right? Well, Steve, how do you know when you're supposed to move? Right? And that's pretty tough. Now, look, sometimes it's pretty obvious. It's black and white. We've had a crisis. We've had some unexpected health situation of a heart attack or a stroke, or we had a fall and a fracture, and all of a sudden now we're going to need some help when we didn't need that yesterday, but now we do, right? So these things happen. These triggering events happen, but way more often than not, the answer is somewhere in the middle. It's kind of gray. So I like to say that the following things should trigger that conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community. Number one, when there's a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And we have lots of different examples of that. Leaving the stovetop burners on, that's a very common situation. And especially if you have some memory challenges, a lot of this is related to memory issues. With the safety concern, but you're leaving the stovetop burners on. I can't tell you how many times I've heard about that, but it's also pretty easy to solve that. When you turn off the gas, you disconnect the stove if it's electric, or you flip the breaker, just make it inoperable. So that's an easy one, but you may not know it's an issue until it's an issue, right? So, well, that wasn't an issue yesterday, and all of a sudden, we almost burned the house down today. So you just have to be really, really careful with that one. Someone wandering away and then they can't find their way back home, that would create what we see all the time now, all too frequently, a silver alert, where a senior has walked away from their home, or many times they get in the car, like my grandpa did this. He got in the car and he drove around. They were from Topeka. He ended up in Lawrence. It's midnight. We finally found him. Fortunately, he was okay. He was pretty hungry and thirsty, but he was not harmed. He didn't wreck his truck, but he lost his way and ended up all the way over in Lawrence. Sometimes you hear about people in Kansas City and they end up in Nevada or just several states away because they're driving. They can't find their way back and because they have the memory issues. And sometimes these stories and very tragically, I think more often than not, they end up okay. But that's this whole silver alert and wandering away and not being able to make your way back home, that is obviously a major safety concern. Malnutrition and dehydration, gosh, I hear about that way too often. Living at home and just not getting the job done, not eating properly, not drinking properly, living in unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or just the inability to keep yourself clean and keep your surroundings clean and kept up. Injured at home, so frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. Yeah, Steve, mom's been in and out of the hospital 8 times in the last 12 months. Oh, that's a serious issue right there. Here's one that's not readily visible, if you will. Maybe it's not obvious. It's kind of below the surface. Not taking your medications on time, or maybe not taking your medications at all, or maybe getting confused and taking two blood pressure pills today when you shouldn't take just maybe you shouldn't take one today, or maybe you should only take one today. And now you take two, so now your blood pressure is now too low because you're over medicated. Could be a huge safety issue. I know if you have Parkinson's disease, the timing of taking your medicines and the several medicines throughout the day, you have to be like right straight up on time. Otherwise, the symptom management that the medications can help you with, it is not going to work. So that's a big deal, taking your medicine properly and taking it on time. And then there are some really terrible situations. I hear about this way too often as well. Elder abuse, elder financial abuse. So those are some of the examples of when it's no longer safe to live at home. That should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, and I would say this is maybe even a 1A or very close number two, the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So you have your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. So caregivers place their own needs on the back burner. They love this person so much, they're pouring into them, and they skip their doctor's appointments, they postpone their dental appointments, they skip social events like meeting with the ladies' book club or the guys meeting for donuts and coffee Friday morning. Those things are really important. They skip going to church, they miss out on their church family and their spiritual bucket, if you will, is not being refilled. You kind of cancel out of everything. And that will only add to your stress. Stress is a very powerful force. And not to get too graphic with this, but I have heard all too frequently about the caregiver putting all of their needs second, putting them on the back burner. And the stress is so great and so crushing that they have passed away before the person they're caring for. They might have a stroke or a heart attack. And I've heard about that way too many times, and that's just easily preventable. The most common example that I see of that is an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. And it could be the husband or the wife. And you can't, if you're the family and you're seeing that happen, you're going to have to step in and help out or do something about that. Okay. So that should definitely trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, you know, I'm a huge fan of home care. I love home care. It's a fantastic service, but when the needs rise to the level of needing 24-hour care, this becomes very, very expensive. It could be $15,000 to $20,000, $22,000 a month. Okay, so is it worth it? Absolutely. One-on-one care, 24 hours a day, it's a fantastic service, but that's not affordable for a lot of people. Or maybe it's affordable for a period of time, but maybe not forever, okay? So it could be a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, I like to ask the question, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver to the care manager? Meaning, let's get out, let's find a great place that can provide the care, get your loved one moved in there. And then instead of being that hands-on caregiver, your role changes to the care manager. So you're making sure that the staff understands everything about your loved one that they need to understand. You're making sure that they are delivering great service to your loved one. Okay, and if anything goes wrong, you're speaking up and you're advocating on behalf of your loved one. So those are the triggers that should trigger that conversation of when to consider moving from home to a senior care community. And I have these conversations all the time with our clients at Senior Care Consulting. And if you're struggling with this, would certainly be happy to visit with you about the timing of everything at 913-945-2800. You can reach out, just ask for me, Steve Kuecker at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Hold on, I'll have more coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we talked about the things that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So let's say you have made the decision that you need to move. Now we have to talk about timing. And again, if you can be proactive with this at all, you really, I cannot stress enough how smart it is to be out ahead of this. Don't wait for the last second and then you have to jump and hair's on fire. Now we have an emergency and everyone's overly burned out and dad walked down the street the other day and almost got hit by a car. And oh my gosh, we should have moved him 6 months ago. And don't do that. Don't do that. Now, again, things can happen where overnight the situation changes and now you have to move. That's not what I'm talking about. And we can't, it's really hard to anticipate some of those things. That's life happening, those triggering events, those unexpected triggering events. Okay. But if you can see this coming, please don't put it off. Be proactive, proactive, proactive. And a lot of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they do take that to heart. They said, Steve, we trust you. We believe you. So how do we do this? Right. So and we have a couple of built-in challenges here. So first of all, we're going to look at this as kind of a two-step process. Okay, so even if they're not quite ready to move, they don't know when the timing is. They know that it's less than 12 months. If you think you might move in 3 or 4 years, this would be, we'd be too early. Okay, and I get that question a lot too. Well, we know we're going to have to move. We're not exactly sure when it is. So when should we come and talk to you to go through this search and selection process? And so my question is, are we looking at 12 months or less? That's my number. They're like, oh, yeah, 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 it's probably more like 6, 7, 8 months, maybe, just to kind of, if I had to kind of estimate that, if you will, like, we're not too early. We need to get out there. Guess what? Some of these places have a 12-month plus waiting list, or they might have a 3-month waiting list, or a 1-month waiting list, or a 6-month waiting list, okay? So we have to try to, if we can, anticipate that and manage that time frame and that expectation on when we need to move. So we're just making some educated guesses, or maybe we're doing the best to make our decisions and try to manage this the best that we can. Okay, Steve, I think we need to move this summer. And we're looking at, you know, maybe 3, 4 months, something like that, or whatever the time frame is. If it's less than 12 months, it's not too early to begin looking and doing a search and getting our name on a wait list. So we'll go through the search and selection process and then get our name on the wait list. And then we're going to then just work out the timing. Another question I get all the time is, what if your name comes up to the top and they call you and you're not quite ready to move yet? Do they kick you to the bottom of the list? That's a really good question, and I will say that I'm only aware of two places that will do that. And by the way, I think that's completely ridiculous that they do that. Oh, you dirty dog. Well, if you don't take our assisted living apartment or our long-term care bed, then you're going to be penalized, and you're going to go from number one on the list down to number 21 on the list. Well, that's not how you work a wait list. Traditionally in this business. Okay, so I'm only aware of two places that penalize you for it. So all the other places, here's how it works. Your name comes up, you're first on the list. No, we're not quite ready. Can you call me when the next apartment becomes available? Sure. Yeah, we'll do that. They call number two on the list. Number two said, you know what, we got tired of waiting on you. We chose a different place. Take our name off the list. Okay, all right, that's fine. They call number three. Number three says, yeah, we ended up moving mom out to San Francisco with my brother and his family. And so we're not going to need a place here now. So, but thanks for calling. Okay. They call number four. Unfortunately, my father passed away at home. It was unexpected. So we'll no longer need your services. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. They call number five. Number five says, I'll take it. Okay, and this is very typical of working a wait list. Anyone in the business, they're shaking their head. Yep, that happens all the time. All right, so number five says, I'll take it. So then what happens? Number six moves up to number two. Number seven moves up to number three. Number eight moves up to number four, and so forth and so on. But you sit there at number one, and they'll keep calling you until you say, yes, we are ready to move. Right? So this two-step process, that's one of the steps. That's actually the second step. The first step is, Steve, if we're going to be home for the next 3 or 4 or 6 months, or 2 months, or 10 months, whatever it is, mom's getting really tired, and we're all working, and we're going to need to get some help from mom. Can you help us identify a home care provider that could help mom out, give her a break, and take some of that responsibility so that we can get her some help, get dad the care that he needs to bridge that gap between today and when we're ready to move? And of course, the answer is yes, of course. Right? So you could bring in a home care provider of your choice, or we could certainly recommend a couple of great home care providers. Right? So get some help in there. Don't have mom fall into that second category of when the health and well-being of the caregiver is starting to decline. Right? Give her or whoever the caregiver is, give them some support. Either the family can rally around and start taking shifts, or you can call a home care company. But that bridges the gap between needing care at home and providing some assistance or support from the caregiver. And then that buys us some time then to wait out a wait list. So we've already gone out proactively in advance, and we've gone through the search and selection process, and our name is on the wait list. So I work with families all the time. I'm currently working with just a wonderful family, and this is exactly what we're doing for them. It's exactly what we're doing. And the primary caregiver, she's getting really, really tired, and we need to get her some help. Okay, so if this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what, that just makes so much sense. We need to learn more about how Senior Care Consulting can help us through this whole process. I would invite you to give me a call, provide a free consultation for you. And then let's see if this is a good fit for you and your family. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also visit us online, Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And if you do want to move forward, it's so simple. We'll meet with you. We'll ask you a lot of questions about your needs and your concerns and your capabilities. We call that our care profile. We'll research the market and identify our top providers. We will set up a tour and go with you and tour each one of those communities. We'll ask a lot of questions that most people would never know to ask, gathering some extremely important information about each of these places. We'll put it all in a report for you so that you will have a wealth of objective, data-driven information in hand to help you and your family make an educated and informed decision and choose the place that is the best one for your older loved one. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.